We continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Vegas Golden Knights are ready to defend their title as they open the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight in Texas. They enter this postseason as the second wild card, which means they're put up against the Western Conference's top-seeded Dallas Stars in the opening round. The first two games are on the road. The series will shift to the Fortress on Saturday night. The Las Vegas Aviators wrapped up a 12-game homestand in Summerlin yesterday by winning every game this weekend over the Tacoma Rainiers. Yesterday's final was 7-5. The Oakland A's AAA affiliate has climbed out of the cellar in the Pacific Coast League's West Division. They're now 9-11 on the year. The Lakers take on the Nuggets in the opening round of the NBA playoffs. Game 2 tonight in Denver. You can catch all the action on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670. Talk radio done right. Start your mornings right, live and local, with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
Flu season is here. You and your family need to boost your superpowers. Get vaccinated. And remember, you can vaccinate your family from 6 months of age at your nearest health center, pharmacy, vaccine clinic, or certain community centers. Remember that flu can especially affect over 65-year-olds, adults with certain chronic diseases, pregnant women, and children under five. Keep them super immune. Check with your health care provider or go to immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Major backup coming in from North Las Vegas right now. The braking starts on 15 southbound near Cheyenne. The accident in the middle of a lane near Washington and Owens. 15 southbound, again, stayed at the far left or the far right there as you close in on the spaghetti wheel there on I-15 southbound. South end of town, a new accident on I-15 northbound at Silverado Ranch Boulevard, and still clearing up one near the Southern Beltway interchange on 215 eastbound at Decatur. Rollover accident still there at Sahara and Lamb. Northbound Lamb is most affected there at Sahara. Sunny and warm today. Call it hot if you like. Temperatures expected to rise into the mid-90s, 73 right now. And winds will gust up around 25 miles per hour. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic, brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I had a chance earlier to visit with Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Jackie Rosen. And I asked him, you have self-funded the race. You've loaned your campaign $2.7 million. And are you campaigning for more fundraising?
Sometimes in order to defeat the deep state, Kevin, you need to have deep pockets. And we've seen Donald Trump's ability to help himself as the deep state tries to choke him off with, you know, bogus impeachments and bogus indictments and now bogus criminal trials. You sometimes have to have those deep pockets in order to beat the deep state. But now fundraising is going well. We're getting donations from across the country. We have one of the most successful digital senatorial fundraising campaigns going on. Why? Because people want to choose Dr. Jeff Gunter. They want to choose MAGA. They do not want Mitch. They want MAGA, and that's Dr. Jeff Gunter. And quite frankly, my opponent, Scam Brown, everyone knows he's not only a Mitch guy and a Nikki Haley guy, but he's literally lost three elections in a row. And also, he has no experience. I have the experience of having been a U.S. ambassador for President Trump, where I interface with prime ministers, foreign ministers. I've negotiated memorandums of economic cooperation. I've worked on human trafficking. I've worked on money laundering. I've worked on the border with DHS and all those entities. And most importantly, I've worked very closely with the Pentagon as we coordinated NATO exercises in the high north. And I know the people here in Nevada. I've treated over 10,000 patients, primarily for skin cancer. I have their back. They know that I care about them. They know I have their experience. And they know that this is a battle of MAGA, Dr. Jeff Gunter, versus Mitch, which is Scammy Brown. And that's why we're surging 110%.
Again, Dr. Jeff Gunter joining us, candidate for the U.S. Senate, trying to replace Jackie Rosen. What do the polls tell you right now? The polls that I've seen have been all over the map. I don't know which ones to believe, which ones not to believe. What about you?
Oh, that's a great question. I think it's important for the listeners to understand the difference between a real poll and what's called a push poll. A push poll is really a marketing ploy in order to influence individuals and to push a particular topic or to push a candidate. The push poll that the Scam Brown campaign is pushing now is not even a real poll. And what they are trying to do is they're nervous as all heck. They see their campaign falling apart. So they're saying that their push poll is a real poll, and it's absolutely not. We did a straw poll in Clark County in Summerlin, Republicans, that showed me beating Scam by about 60.5% to Scam's 24.5%. And then they did another straw poll up in Elko, which is, you know, they call it a straw poll because, you know, it's where the straw blows in the wind, but it gives you a great idea where I was also beating Scam up there. So they're very nervous. So naturally, you know, to be quite frank, you know, Scam, you know, Brown would run a scam poll. And that's exactly what he did. And it's just a push poll. We have something coming out shortly, which I anticipate with our national advertising campaign being the first one to do that, will show some great results. And we see it on the ground. We see some great endorsements that I can't tell you about coming in. And we're making headroads. And we have the wind to our back, and that's why we have 110% of the momentum, Kevin.
You worked for Donald J. Trump. Are you going to seek his endorsement?
Yeah, absolutely. And we all know that Donald Trump will do things when it's good for the country and it's good for his reelection, and he'll have the timing down perfectly. But let me tell you, I worked for Donald Trump. I was his U.S. ambassador. I was exemplary and plenipotentiary. I'm 110% pro-Trump. So all your listeners will know and stay tuned when the time is right. And that's the greatness of Donald Trump, and that's why I'm 110% him. And don't forget, my opponent in the primary, Sam Brown, you know, he endorsed President Trump, sure, about a day or two before the Iowa primary. In August of 2023, my opponent, Sam Brown, said, well, I'm not sure I want to be on the same ticket with Donald J. Trump. So look, at the battle lines are clear. We have MAGA versus Mitch. We have myself, Dr. Jeff Gunter, against an opposing candidate who's not MAGA, who's basically a puppet for Mitch McConnell. And that's why we're surging, and that's why we're doing so well, and that's why they're so scared of us. We are putting Nevada first.
There you have it. Dr. Jeff Gunter joining us earlier in the program. We're going to tee it up again tomorrow at 6:05. Hope you'll be here right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck are next.
670 KMZQ presents At the Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ. Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And, of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
Be sure to listen to AM 670 KMZQ throughout the day for Marla Letizia's Long Life Era segment, powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 402-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call ProPrice.
AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO. 702-901-6666.
2024, here's what's happening today in America. Opening statements, 40% more, our other border, and a message to go home. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, today are the opening statements in Donald Trump's New York City criminal trial. The judge is still the same judge who donated money to Joe Biden's campaign in 2020 and who donated money to a group called Stop Republicans. That's still true. Just want to report on that. Trump faces 34 counts of falsifying business records, which is usually a misdemeanor. But if it's done in the furtherance of another crime, then it could be bumped up to a felony. The other crime is not disclosing the hush money payment to Stormy Daniels, which some say, because it benefited his presidential campaign in 2016, is a campaign finance violation. Trump has denied the affair. Michael Cohen was Trump's former personal lawyer who said Trump told him to pay the money. Karen McDougal is another name you're going to hear. She's another Playboy playmate who says Trump gave her $150,000 in hush money. Trump denies that as well. David Pecker is another name. He's the former publisher of the National Enquirer, who was a part of what they call a catch and kill story. It's when you pay someone money for an exclusive and then you don't print the story. While all this is going on, if you went grocery shopping in 2019 and had $100 worth of groceries in your cart, today those same groceries would cost you $140, 40% increase. Eggs are up 63%, sugar up 38%, sandwich bread up 34%, cereal up 29%. You know, you've been to the grocery store. Frozen berries up 43%. Will people care more about hush money payments or grocery store payments? Speaking of distraction, all this focus has been on the southern border, and that makes sense, of course. But don't forget about our other border with Canada. The head of the sector in Vermont said the number of illegals arrested in the first 6 months of this year is double what they had all of last year. 1,109 apprehensions just in March from 40 different countries. The top three nationalities, 408 from India, 323 from Bangladesh, and 170 from Mexico. There have been so many and such angry pro-Palestine, pro-Hamas protests at Ivy League schools, particularly Columbia in New York City. A rabbi connected to Columbia University recommended that Jewish students return home as soon as possible and remain home. The rabbi said Columbia University's public safety and the NYPD cannot guarantee Jewish students' safety. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit DrJeffGunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update, message of the day. On this Monday, I hope you never have to go to court. Obviously, you don't want to be charged with a crime, but in the civil realm, taking someone to court or being sued yourself is now a disaster in New York State. So, we all expect justice in America, but that does not exist anymore. I can give you hundreds of examples of injustice. And it's not just incompetency. It's ingrained in the system. So we all know that four out of the five DAs in New York City don't really prosecute aggressively even violent crimes. So criminals go unpunished. That is injustice. But in your life, you could be sued. Car accident, something happens on your property, somebody hurts you, medical, on and on and on and on. If you are sued and have to defend yourself in court, or even if you file a lawsuit against somebody else, you better have hundreds of thousands of dollars. There are 1.3 million lawyers approximately in the USA, and most of them want to make as much money as possible. And most of them bill by the hour, and the client has no idea. There's no oversight. I hope you never have to go to court. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Patricia, President Trump speaks the truth. He does not lie. He is America. Oh. President Trump exaggerates quite often. He has made many misstatements. He grasps the situation, I think. That's a pretty good grasp of reality. But he uses hyperbola, there's a word of the day, huh? To make his points sometimes. And he's not real interested in what is accurate. You know, he's going to say what he wants to say. So whether that's a lie or not, I don't really care, but and he's not American. He's a politician, and you like him or you don't. Tim Dorman's Mountaintop, Pennsylvania. If Biden doesn't debate Trump, should we expect Trump to debate RFK? I don't think so. That wouldn't get Trump anywhere. Why would he debate RFK Jr.? What if RFK Jr. starts to attack him and it gets into a mud fest? What does Trump have to gain by that? I wouldn't think he would, but anything possible. Scott, why does it seem like it's only the left that cancels people? How far back do you have to go to find a similar environment on the right? 1950s, the blacklist, the communist witch hunt. That was all conservatives. And fascinating time for re-killing Reagan. Ronald Reagan was up to here in that, okay? Fascinating. But that's how far you have to go. Today, conservatives are not driving the cancel culture. That's for sure. The left is. Glenn Richardson, Baldwin, Missouri. I used to watch the O'Reilly Factor every evening. And once I found the no-spin news, I now watch that with regulation. I learn something every time I do. Well, that's what we're in business to do, Glenn. I mean, we just don't give you the same old PAP, P-A-P. You know, we're advancing the stories. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hey, did you hear about that guy running for state senate in District 5?
You mean Richard Frederick?
Yep. Can you believe he actually cares about the people? What kind of politician is he?
Well, I'll tell you guys, I'm the type of politician to put the people over the politics. I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm running for state senate in District 5, and I believe it's time to return the power to the people. Ineffective leaders have weakened this state and need to be shown the door. Learn more about me at frederickfornevada.com, and let's take this fight to Carson City together.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
Gotcha!
Yo!
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. Bet. Let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Update brings you something you might not know. 515 years ago today, Henry VIII crowned King of England. He will be remembered as one of the most consequential and brutal monarchs in British history. Here is the story. Born 1491, young Henry was the second son of Henry VII. When his older brother died from sudden illness, the boy became next in line for the throne. Henry was crowned king in 1509 at the age of 17. He soon married Catherine of Aragon. 20 years later, the Catholic monarch initiated secret discussions with the Vatican to obtain a divorce from Catherine, who failed to deliver a male heir. The Pope refused Henry's request. Well, for the next 6 years, Henry VIII became obsessed and persecuted Catholics. He also zeroed in on a young lady named Anne Boleyn under immense pressure. The Archbishop of Canterbury ignored the Pope. He annulled Henry's previous marriage, and the king wed Anne. 10 months later, Henry VIII broke with the Catholic Church, appointing himself as the supreme leader of what would become the Church of England, Anglicans. His decision caused political unrest in Britain for the next 200 years. Henry quickly lost interest in Anne Boleyn and began liaisons with other women. Eventually, the king had Anne committed to the horrendous Tower of London. She was charged with adultery and incest for allegedly having an affair with her own brother. Both allegations were false. A sham trial found her guilty in May 1536. Anne Boleyn was beheaded. And here's something else you might not know. While Henry VIII is often remembered for his scandals, he did contribute somewhat by building up the Royal Navy. After splitting with the Vatican, Henry feared attacks from Catholic Spain and France. Increased the size of his navy tenfold. Henry VIII died at age 55 from kidney failure. Back after this. Did you know Fast-Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com. Use promo code Bill at checkout.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.